When you found out that you were going to be a parent, did you ever give some thought as to how you're going to explain love to your children? Or better yet, how was love explained to you as a child? That's what we're going to talk about today. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I'm the founder and CBO of Being Connected, and I'm also a registered early childhood educator. I have 20 years of experience, and I work with parents and teachers on how to navigate the realities of what parenting is today. Now, don't get it twisted. When you work with me, we put the child's needs first. So we're going to have to put the ego and pride aside, and let's get to it. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're watching or listening from. And of course, it's season two. This episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy with the amazing Dr. Simone Alicia. There's a wealth of resources and information and workshops and so much more to help with your child's self-esteem and confidence, and so much more. So I'll leave the link in the description and the comments as well, so you can have a look at that. And of course, as you can see, this is new for those who are watching the video. This episode is brought to you by my car. I am in my car trying to get this going. So what is love? And I kind of regret calling this episode giving it that title, because now I've got the song stuck in my head. But it is a very serious question. How are you taught love? Nobody talks about this. Okay, we'll be upfront here. We avoid that topic altogether. And to be honest, many of us don't even have a clear understanding of what love is. And I'll get into that a little bit later. So, what I'm going to do with this episode is I'll explain to you what love actually is, the true definition of love, and I will also kind of give you a breakdown of three different levels of love. There are more than that, but those are the basic ones that are easy to explain to children. So I'll explain those and what that looks like in real life. And then I'll explain to you how you can kind of teach that to your child, because we want to set our children up for healthy relationships. And a lot of the stuff when I talk to adults about this, when we get on this topic, a lot of people will say, I wish I would have known this 20 years ago, 30 years ago. My life would have been so different if I would have known this. And that's the reality of it. We really didn't know what love actually was. We were given a kind of a distorted view of what love was or is, and we need to correct that so that we can help our children make the right decisions in their relationships and their lives. And when I talk about love, I'm not just talking about amorous love, right? It works for any kind of relationship, whether it's a friendship, family of relationships, business relationship, anything like that. Anybody that you interact with, there's a different level of love. So we'll get into that. Now, the real definition of love is actually, you'll be disappointed. The real definition of love is to feel supported unconditionally. That's it. Love is actually a frequency. It's an energy, because it's transferable, right? And that's what it is. Love is to feel supported unconditionally, or to support unconditionally, because there's got to be a give and take, right? It has to be some kind of balance there. So it has nothing to do with butterflies. It has nothing to do with sweaty palms and the dry mouth where you run out of saliva. It has nothing to do with how somebody makes you feel or what somebody does for you. It's just unconditional love. We call it now unconditional love because we need that adjective, since we don't understand what love is. And when children ask about love, because I've been working in this field for 20 years. When children ask about love, as an educator, I'm not able to get into details about it. I have to keep it very vague. It's a professional and ethical thing. Explaining what a love is has to come down from the parents or whoever takes care of the child, because we have to take into consideration people's values, beliefs, and all of that. So as an outsider, you're not, you can't morally get into it. So it's important to
for parents to understand how they can explain love and to make sure that they're getting the right version of it so that they're not getting it from a source that may not be the best for them, right? So I was thinking when I started talking about how do we teach, how do we explain this to children, I was kind of thinking about how love was explained to me, my generation, and a lot of the times love never came up. The only time that you would hear about love is if you would ask where babies come from. And the answer you would get it would be, well, when two people love each other, they get married and they have babies. And that was it. So now we had way more questions to ask about this. But that's pretty much it. Some families were born, some families or some children were born into where parents explained it a little bit better. But again, it all has to do with interpretation and what your version of love is. So these are some questions that children have asked me. I'm talking about all ages from 3 to 12 years old with this whole concept of when people love each other, they get married and they have children. The first thing is, well, wouldn't people have babies but don't get married? Does that mean that they don't love their child? Or they could say something along the lines of, what if they get married but they can't have children? Does that mean that they don't love each other? And then you have the infamous one that one was always kind of heartbreaking for me was, okay, so people get married, they have children, and then they get divorced because that's the reality of now. Does that mean that they don't love their children anymore? So you have to understand that for children, whenever there's a conflict between the parents, they think it's their fault. So when you're putting love and marriage and a relationship together with children, then, if the marriage dissolves, the love dissolves, then that means that the love for the child dissolves as well. That's kind of how that works. So keep that in mind with that topic. That what is a really big trend now is people talking about love languages. So it's a step forward. We're actually mentioning what love could look like to people, and the fact that we have to respect that for some people, love may show up differently from what we see love as. But again, there's some work to be done there, and then the mistake that people make with that, talking about love languages, is if you don't know what love is and what that represents to you, then how can you speak love? Right? If you don't know what it is, then you don't have a language. You don't. When people are talking about, and this is my personal belief, when people are talking about their love languages, when they filled out that questionnaire, they were just putting answers of what they thought people want to hear or what they think love is. But if they didn't get the right definition of love from the get-go, then their love language doesn't match love, right? Of course, people are going to say, well, I'll give you gifts to show you that I love you, right? But maybe that's not what love is to the person you're giving gifts for. So just keep that in mind. We need to change that as well. So how do you explain that to a child? How do you teach that to your child? The first thing you need to understand is children and words, talking about it is going to give them an idea, but it's not going to teach them. So you have to model love to your children for them to understand love. And I divide love into three categories, three levels of love, because it shows up differently. And there's none of them are wrong, right? People can only give you love to the capacity that they have at that moment. It could change later on, but you need to respect the fact that depending on what's going on in a person's life, they might not be capable of giving you the love that you are expecting. They can only give you the love that they can give, right? So I give it into three categories. The first category is the top tier, which to me is real love, and the real definition of love, of being supported, feeling supported unconditionally, or supporting somebody unconditionally. And we're looking at just love or unconditional love. So there you want somebody to become the best version of themselves. You want them to thrive. You want them to be successful. You want them to glow up, or that kind of stuff. But you're not expecting anything in return. You're not getting anything out of it except for the fact that you know that this person that you love is becoming a better person. And that happens, that kind of love will show up obviously from parents and children. You want your children to be the best person that they can be, to be as successful, that you want them to surpass you in life, and you're not expecting them to give that back to you. So that will be a really good example of what unconditional love is. Now you have to understand as well that unconditional love doesn't make you a pushover, because in order to love somebody unconditionally, you need to love yourself unconditionally. Love is comes from the inside. You can't expect somebody to fill that void for you. So if you love somebody unconditionally, but they are hurting you and they're constantly showing you that they don't have any interest in watching you become a better version of yourself, then you take that love and you take a step back. You love them from afar. You wish them well. You still want them to do well in life, but you need to take a step back. And that's what real love is. Okay, so that's the first tier. The second tier is what I call the rom-com love. So this is what we see. This is the picture of what most people think, believe that love is, love at first sight. That, I can't live without you. You complete me. Those kind of things. This is what that rom-com love is, right? It's just very fairy tale like, very dramatic, and you're my better half. And there's so many conditions to that. So when you know the real definition of love, you start understanding that that kind of love that we are shown on television and movies, songs, even, that's conditional love. It's transactional love. I will love you because you bring something to me. You can give me something. But as soon as that person is no longer giving you that, then you don't love them anymore. You move on to somebody else. And that's what you see. A lot of the songs now, love songs that are very popular right now, is there's one that says, I told you I'm no good at being alone. Right. And everybody's like, oh, the poor man. Heartbroken, his love left him. Doesn't mention why the person left, but it's just, I'm no good at being alone. So I love you because you fill a void inside of me. So you can't leave me. And I'll continue loving you because I can't fill that void myself. That's not a love song when you look at it that way, right? So you need to have conversations with people on that, about your children, especially. There's another one that's very popular in the children, the little kids in kindergarten are singing that at the top of their lungs, but like, please stay. I love you, blah, 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 blah. And please don't take the beautiful things that I have. And this is considered a love song. Again, the poor man is heartbroken. He loved this person, but you listen to the lyrics and it says, I'm going to love you because I don't want you to leave with half my stuff. That's not, is that really love? Is that what we're teaching our children? That love is conditional, right? I'm going to lose too much if I leave this person. So it's a transaction. Your net worth or your network can help me move forward in my life. So that's why I love you. And again, with the real definition of love, it is possible to use your net worth and your network, right? That you will introduce your partner to your connections to move, help them move in their career, or invest in their education or in their business, to be able to move forward. But if it's just transactional, if they're not giving back, if they're not building you up, then that's not, they're not giving you love, right? So you need to pull back. And the third one is caring. So there's a big difference. Some people do, you could just care about somebody. It doesn't mean that you love them, right? So that will happen is on a professional level. Healthcare professionals that will care for their patients, doesn't mean that they're in love with their patients, right? Some people that connect love to caring might think that, okay, this person is caring for me, so they must love me. And this is where it gets a little distorted, right? Just because somebody is concerned about your health doesn't mean that they're in love with you. So you have to be careful with that as well. You will also see that in partnerships or relationships where there's a big age gap in between the two partners. So again, it's not like that for, there's some partnerships with a big age gap where they actually truly love each other, But a lot of the times is that the older person, the older partner, is looking for somebody to care for them. They don't want to die alone. And they're looking for health care, basically. They're a provider, right? And the younger one usually is looking for validation, is looking for to fill the void. They want to feel special for helping somebody. Look at me, I'm a hero, right? Or they're looking for that financial support that the person can bring. So again, the caring, if somebody cares for you, doesn't mean that they're in love with you. So those are the three levels. Now, and kind of what, how that shows up in life. So how do you teach your child about love? It has to be age appropriate, of course. You need to be able to show them at a level that they will understand. So for younger kids, from very young, start by telling them what you love about them. Not what you love, what they do for you, right? You don't make it about yourself, but what you love about them. You know, I love how you are so kind. I love how funny you are. You know, I love how creative you are when you color, you know, things like that. I love how you smile, you know, and you're just so smart. Those kind of things where you make it about them so that they can feel heard, they can feel seen, and you're validating their self-worth. This is something that they need so that they're not going to look at for an external source to get that. They're going to feel like they're worthy of love. They're going to feel that they are enough and they are lovable. And that's what you want for your children. So you can start with that. Now, words are good, but it's they learn about love through your actions. So they're going to watch you. They're going to see how you move with other people. And the first thing they're going to watch is how you move with the other parent. So even if you're not with that parent, you're with somebody else, they're seeing, you're teaching them what love is with how you react and how you interact with the other parent. So just know that. Even if you're very careful with how you speak about the other parent, if you're not on good terms, your body language speaks a lot louder. So your facial expressions when you're talking to that person, the way you are when you're around that person, that you're teaching your child how to be loved by the way you treat the other parent. So that is big. Be very mindful if you're not on good terms with the other parent. And if you are with that parent, if you are in a partnership with that parent, how do you show your love through actions with that parent? It is also very, very important. Your children are watching you. So how you treat the other parent is how they're going to expect to be loved. That's the love they're looking for. Okay, you can give yourselves all sorts of reason of why you may not be treating the other person well. They may be provoking you, or whatever, but your child doesn't see that. So you're teaching your child how to love through your actions. It's the same with your friendships. It's the same with your relationship with your parents. Your children will see how they're supposed to interact with you in the long run with how you are with your parents. So you need to start having those conversations with them. This is what I love about you. That doesn't bring it back to you. And how you react, do you back that up with actions? Right? Or do you tell them to get away when you get annoyed? So those are the kind of things, you know, you love how they are creative, but then you get mad at them because they were drawing on the walls. You know, so again, there's very contradicting behaviors to your words. Everybody can say, I love you. Everybody can text you, I love you. That's something you need to tell your children as well to show them. Everybody can say it, but are they showing you? Because their actions will also show you if they don't love you. Right? They're constantly disrespecting your boundaries or your values. If they're belittling you, if they're not supporting you unconditionally, I'll support you, but I need something back. Or if you love me, you'll do this. Or after everything I've done for you, this is how you repay me. All of those huge red flags, that's not supporting somebody unconditionally. There's definitely some conditions there. So you need to, as they get older, start to have that conversation. You can also, just to kind of build up on their self-worth and how lovable they are, ask them, what do you love about yourself? You know, you're telling them how much you love them. What do you love about yourself? And they will tell you something. So you can actually see another side of your child, and you can build from that as well. You want your child to succeed in life and to be in happy relationships. So you're the one that's going to feed that, right? What do you love about yourself? And start those conversations so that they know what they're worth, they know what they're looking for, and they can express it to somebody when they do meet somebody that they could be interested in loving, right? Through your actions, of course. And this is another thing, when you start listening to those songs and you really pay attention to the lyrics as they get older, and you can have that conversation with them and say, is that what love is to you? Yeah, start having that conversation that love has nothing to do with you. It's you have to love yourself, of course. You cannot, if you don't love yourself, you cannot give or receive love. So that's the one thing you need to tell your child. You can't look for love from someone else. You got to love yourself. It comes from within. It's an energy from within that carries out. So if you don't love yourself and somebody's trying to love you, but you take that as a threat, then you're not allowing that person to love you properly, right? So you need to teach them, you got to love yourself. So what do you love about yourself? This is what I love about you, but what do you love about yourself? As they get older, you can also, people ask about their love languages and stuff, but before you even ask about love language, ask the person, what is love to you? Love means a lot of different things. So what does that look for you? And listen carefully at what they're saying. A lot of the times people won't know how to answer that. They're looking for somebody to grow old with. They're looking for somebody to build, to get a house with, to marry and have children. That'll tell you where they're at mentally, and the capacity of love that they have. And don't forget that they've probably never had that conversation, so they will not know how to answer that. So what is love to you? What does that look like? And then you can ask about love language. How do you like to receive love? And if it's transactional, what I call that rom-com love, they will make it about them. Love is somebody who will care for me, who will provide for me, who will do this for me, who can bring this to me. So that's your red flag right there. And he's there's recently there's a celebrity that was talking about that. Now he was talking about business, but this is relatable to any kind of relationship, right? And he was talking about his family relationship as well. That you have to look at love or relationships like a bank, right? You have withdrawals and you have deposits. So if you go into your bank and just constantly withdrawing money, but you're not putting money back into your account, eventually you'll have nothing left, right? So it's the same in relationship. If somebody's constantly asking something of you, you're always giving, giving, giving that person. They're taking withdrawals from you, but they're not putting in deposits. That's your big red flag. That's when you know you need to step down and say, okay, the account is empty. You're overdrawn. So sorry, but that's it. You're cut off. And you can also tell your children, because they understand transactions with banks. Okay. They will understand that. Tell them that if you were at an ATM and the bank machine was just giving you money for free, right? It just kept spewing money out. Even if you had no money left in your account, that bank machine, you would keep withdrawing money from that bank machine until the bank figured it out and fixed it, right? You would never have the intentions of putting that money back into the bank. You would take advantage of it. So there are people out there that will take advantage of your kindness and your unconditional love. And that's why you need to pull back at some point. How many deposits is that person giving you? Right. If that person's pouring back into you, then you've got a mutual love, and that's okay. That's better. That's healthy, right? You need to explain to your child that the person that you may love may not have the capacity to love you back. And that's why it's so important to teach your children that you need to love yourself first. The other person is not your better half. You're not half a person. You're a whole person. So it's not half a person meeting the other half and now they become complete. It is a full, complete person meeting another full, complete person. And now they're just complementing each other. They're building each other up. But they're not broken. They're not fragmented. So you need to help your child understand that you may love somebody, but they may not be able to love you back the way that you want to be loved back. And you have to respect that. Otherwise, you're gonna, if you're trying to force it, it's that you're gonna hurt yourself. So teach your child that you need to love yourself because you love yourself unconditionally. You cannot accept that from somebody. And that's why when I say the three levels, whether you're caring, the rom-com love, the transactional love, or the unconditional love, none of them are wrong. They become wrong when the person is not upfront and honest with you. If the person cares about you, but it does not love you necessarily, but they don't tell you, listen, I care about you, but that's as far as it goes. If they lead you on, then that's when it's not right. So teach your children that the important thing is that you love yourself. You will find the person that loves you. Another thing you can teach them, teach yourself that as well. If you're really, really in love with somebody that's giving you the attention that you've always wanted, but they can't love you back, or they won't love you back, it's not the end of the world. You need to explain that to your children. There are 8 billion people on this planet. Though that one person doesn't love you, there's still 7,999,999,999 other people on this planet. I think it's pretty safe and not exaggerating to say that there's got to be at least 1 or 2 million people out there that will love you the way that you deserve to be loved. Okay, it puts things into such a different perspective. Our children are, the world is opened to our children. They can meet anybody anywhere in the world. It wasn't like that 50 years ago. It is now. So just tell them it's that person is not capable of loving you. You deserve so much more. You deserve to feel supported unconditionally. So let's go find that person. You know, go find that person. The same with friendships. You all have that child, that friend that only calls you when they need something. You all have that family member that only wants to be around you when they need something. And when you don't have that to give them, then watch how quick they disappear. The same with parents, right? In the caring relationship that happens a lot with aging parents or sick parents, the children will care for their parents. So most of the time, it's just because they think it's their duty. They have to do it. Or maybe they didn't have a good relationship with the parents. Had a toxic relationship with their parents, but they decide to care for them because I'll show you, right? After everything you put me through, I'm going to show you. Look at me. I'm sacrificing myself for you. Or you didn't have a very good relationship, not much attention from your parents, and now you're using that time to try to get that connection that you never felt you had. So again, it's transactional. You're not necessarily doing it because you care, you unconditionally. It's just that you're trying to work things through within yourself. So I'm going to leave you with that. There's a lot to take in, but just remember, and as they get older, there's another way that they explain it is true love, the unconditional one, is a verb. It's an action. Everybody can say, I love you. Everybody can text, I love you, but how are they showing it to through your actions? And that will speak volumes. So real love is a verb. It's an action. Rom-com love or transactional love is a noun. It's I'm in love with you, right? I need your love. It's not a verb, it's not an action, it's a noun. The caring side of things is an adjective, right? I care for you lovingly, but I'm not in love with you, or I don't love you as a verb. So that's what it is. Very broad again, but it's a good start, at least to get that ball rolling for our children to be a bit more equipped for dealing with what relationships should be in a healthy way so they can spot the toxic relationship. So what's not good for them, what's not filling them, and go from there. So if you have any questions, you can definitely reach out. Let me know what you thought about my interpretation of it. And yeah, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Don't forget to check out the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy as well. And so until then, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.